After some technical difficulties, we're ready to begin our second forum, sponsored by Women for Wise Growth. Is the mic picking me up? My name is Julia Borbley Brown, and with Kate Dobbs-Ariel and some others, we have an ad hoc group that is trying to examine some issues concerning growth and our resources in Durham. Our first forum was held on April 2nd, and it was an excellent evening. And not only did we have a good audience, but we were blessed with some good media coverage, a wonderful blog after the meeting from Bull City Rising. Thank you so much. And the program is available on podcast, as this program will also be available. Tonight we're going to focus on the topic of quantity and the quality of our water supply in this area. And before we begin, there are just a few messages I'd like you to bring from this meeting, in addition to what you hear from our excellent speakers. We have with us tonight Barry Jacobs, chair of the Orange County Commission, and Elaine Chioso from the Haw River Assembly, a group that has been working for 26 years to preserve the Haw River and its watershed. And Barry has been working in political endeavors in Durham and the surrounding region since college days, and he and I go back that far. What I want you to take from this meeting is the message that the drought is not over. There's an excellent article in the Haw River newsletter that you can pick up that says it much better than I can, but the drought really for this season has not even begun, because we're about to enter the warm weather in this community and in this region. And there are three other words to remember: evaporation and water table. So when you hear things like the reservoirs are full, we're fine, remember that we've been in extraordinary drought for a long time, and it would take, I think, about 40 inches of rain to get the water table back up. We're not likely to get that in the next 6 months here. And also, on a given day in this area, we lose, when the temperature is over 90 degrees, we lose more water in a day than all of Raleigh consumes in a day. We lose to evaporation. They don't have exact figures for the Jordan Lake. They haven't been measuring that, but I consulted with Sid Miller when Eugene Brown, one of our city council people, gave me that figure. On a 90 degree day, we lose more water to evaporation than Raleigh consumes in a day. That's a lot, and we can't control that. We can't make the temperature be less than 90 degrees. So we haven't begun to experience what could happen this year. We're starting with such an incredibly worse situation because we haven't had adequate rainfall for the past 12 months. So that's the issue, in a little bit of the issue of quantity. And I hope our speakers are going to help address the point of quality of our water supply because of growth. And when I think about growth and the impact on our water supply, our water resources, what came to mind, most of you in the audience are probably too young to remember Willie Lovett, who headed the Durham Committee for many years. And he had a very succinct phrase that he used to ask, who pays and who benefits? And I think as we look at growth in this area, we're not just talking about dollars, we're also talking about quality of life. So if I am sacrificing my quality of life in order to have overbuilding in Durham, then I'm paying way too much. And I think that we have to consider that in any equation, but not just in Durham, we have to look at the region and what harm we may be doing. So we're going to try to focus on that tonight, talking about from the watershed to the tap.